Hello friends, this is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. We once again are so happy to be able to be with you today, to be part of the broadcast family of WMAF and part of the great company that published God's peace, God's power, God's gospel of grace, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to all who will hear it. And we're glad that you are part of the listening family of WMAF right there in Madison and North Florida. And you that are listening anywhere in the world, anywhere in the United States, anywhere in the world, any nation of the world, through the World Wide Web, we welcome you today. And if you have downloaded this particular part of our teaching from our website, we are happy that you're joining us today. Once again, we're going to gather in just a few moments around the Word of God. Our teaching comes from the Bible, God's inspired Word. It has life in it today. Praise God. Jesus talked about the Word of God being like seed that is planted with purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. And once it finds good ground, it brings forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some even 100-fold. Praise God. So we're looking for a wonderful, fruitful time in the Word of God today. Fruit-producing time spent. Praise God. So if you're not a Christian today, we would invite you to stay tuned and to be our very, very special guest because we want you to know the reason for our devotion to our Savior and our Sovereign King. Amen. And we'd like to share Him with you more than anything else. We would love to share the blessing of knowing Jesus Christ with you, what it means to us right here in this moment in time, and what it's going to mean to us throughout all eternity, and what it can mean for you today. Praise God. Well, we have a great subject we're going to in just a moment to continue the teaching we began last week on spiritual hunger, the heart of true revival. We'll be talking about that from the Word of God out of Psalm 63, a psalm of David when he was in the wilderness of Judah. The setting of this psalm is very important, and we'll talk about that in just a moment to review and then move forward and see what God would have us to know, hear what the Spirit would have us to hear today. If you would like, before we do that, to come to our website, we would be very happy if you did. We don't have anything for sale there, but there's a lot of things that I believe would be a blessing to you. There's over 1,300 sermons available on that website, spanning 40 years of ministry. And here in the city of Tampa, where I've been the senior pastor all of those years. And we have recent editions of Let's Talk About Jesus, inspirational music. And we have Bible helps and links to sites that we believe would be a blessing to you. And you're welcome to come. Just type in THCOG. That stands for The Holy Church of God. But if you want to shorten it, just type in THCOG, and it will take you to the Holy Church of God right here in Tampa, Florida. And if you would like to come, we'd be glad to have you. Once again, we welcome you to come and be blessed. That's our intention, is to be a blessing and to be a servant to you. So we would welcome you to come. Now, having said that, and invited you, if you don't know Jesus, that don't exclude yourself from studying the Scriptures, because the Bible said, search the Scriptures, for in them you think ye have eternal life, and they be they, Jesus said, that testify of me. praise God, all of the Bible, amen, from Genesis to Revelation, there is a scarlet thread that runs, and that is the forgiveness of sins based on a blood atonement. It began in the garden. It runs all the way to the book of Revelation. And in every book in type and foreshadow in the Old Covenant, there is a scarlet thread running. And Jesus is the one that it was all about. When He shed His blood on Calvary's tree, amen, then that wonderful, wonderful work and plan of God came to fruition. Praise God. And I'm so glad today to be a proclaimer, a preacher, a sent one carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ today. And we're talking about revival in the church and revival in the Christian heart, because the church is not an organization per se. It is, in fact, an organism, a living organism. I often say the building. Don't confuse the building with the church. The building is where the church comes to worship on Sunday morning. Paul said, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and that God indwells you?" Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, let's get into this message today. Spiritual hunger, the heart of true revival. I want to qualify this by telling you there's a difference in 5 days of very wonderful preaching and a true God-sent, Spirit-ordained revival. When revival comes to the church, it doesn't begin on this date and start at this time and end on this date. It is not just a series of meetings. A series of meetings through a sent evangelist can help to bring revival. A time of prayer and seeking that has been designated and fasting can be an ingredient to bring revival. But it is not in and of itself revival. Praise God. Real spiritual revival begins with real spiritual hunger. It is the root of every true revival, when people get hungry for the living God, when people get hungry to be close to Him, to obey Him, to seek Him out. Praise God. God always, without exception, responds to spiritual hunger. And David, now having to leave the place where he knew God's presence was, in the sense of being in a centralized location here on earth, was behind that linen veil in the temple. And David, when he was driven from his palatial city and home to live in hiding from his own son who wanted to kill him and take his kingdom with David's own countrymen, David is now separated from proximity to that place where God's earthly presence was manifest. And David was hungry. And David was thirsty. Amen. And he felt like he was distant and detached. He really wasn't. But he felt that way because in the Old Covenant, the Holy Spirit was not given, and God was everywhere, but He wasn't sensed like we can sense His presence now. Praise God. David finally came to the place that he knew there's no place he could go that God's presence would not be near. Amen. Praise God. But right here in this dilemma, right here in this terrible state of depression, David expressed his spiritual hunger. And in it, I believe we see the ingredients of spiritual hunger itself. Listen to Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8. He says, "O God, Thou art my God, early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for Thee, my flesh longeth for Thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see Thy power and Thy glory, so as I have seen Thee in the sanctuary. Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. My soul followeth hard after thee, and thy right hand upholdeth me. The first thing we discovered last week was David sought God with all his heart. O God, early will I seek you. Early will I seek you. And then we found out that David sought God with all of his soul. Amen. My soul, he said distinctly and directly there in verse 1 of Psalm 63. My soul thirsteth for thee. Praise God. Amen. And then we see that David sought God with all of his strength, for he said, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Praise God. Psalm 63 said, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. This word satisfied means to fill to satisfaction, to have enough, to be full of. Amen. And he said, when that occurs, my soul shall be accompanied and filled with joyful singing. Praise God. I'll praise thee with joyful lips. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why the Bible said that we are to enter His gates with thanksgiving, His courts with praise. Hallelujah. We're to come before His presence with singing. Joyful lips. We used to sing the song, He hath made me glad. He hath made me glad. He hath filled my heart with joy. Praise God. Amen. There's something missing when we just sit in a church service and listen to a choir sing to us, and we don't sing to God. The hungry soul will seek Him, and the hungry soul will find Him. For the Bible said, you will find me when you seek after me with all of your heart. Praise God. That means when you enter in to that place of prayer, uninterrupted, and you meet with God consistently because you're hungry for the living God. You're hungry for His presence. You're hungry to discover His purpose for your life, His will for your life. You're hungry to serve Him. You're hungry to seek Him. Amen. Bible said you're going to find me when you seek after me with all of your heart. God always responds to spiritual hunger. Blessed, the scripture said, is he that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for he shall. This is absolutely declared in scripture. He shall be filled. Filled with what? Filled with that he's hungry for. And when we're filled with that we hunger for, joyful praise then is the language of a satisfied soul. True revival is always, without exception, accompanied by joyous singing and jubilant praise. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm going to say that again, just in case you didn't get that. Amen. True revival is always accompanied by joyous singing and jubilant praise. Hallelujah. David loved the Lord with all of his heart, his soul, and his strength. And David acted on his longing. In verse 8, he said, my soul followeth hard after thee, and thy right hand shall uphold me. Hard in the Hebrew means to impinge, to cling, or adhere. Figuratively, it means to catch by pursuit. Hallelujah. Praise God. To pursue closely or to overtake. See, to love is to long for, and to long for is to pursue. Praise God. See, if you long for the Lord, you're going to look for the Lord. And if you look for the Lord with your whole heart, you're going to find Him. Ultimately, when Jesus comes for His church, the Bible said unto them that, look, He shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Who is going to be looking for Him? People who are longing for Him. And who is going to be longing for Him? It's the people who have been given a spiritual appetite. Hunger is not a comfortable feeling, but it does lead to an infilling of that so satisfies the soul. To love is to long for, and to long for is to pursue. I want to read this from the Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. The Song of Solomon, chapter 3, verse 1 through 4. Before I read this, this is the mushy part of the Bible. This is initially a story of a man and a woman, an intimate story of desire for each other, a desire to be together, a desire to be one, a desire to never be apart. To love, friend, is to long for, and to long for is to pursue. Oh, we used to sing that song, I Keep Falling in Love with Him, over and over and over again. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's how the Christian life is supposed to be. It is a deepening of that love for the Lord that we begin to feel when we appreciate all that He's done for us, when we discover all of the wonderful characteristics of His grace and love, and thereby His person. We begin to long for Him, and we begin to look for Him, and we begin to pursue Him. And the Bible said, you'll find me. You will discover my presence, my power, my purpose. Amen. When you seek after me wholeheartedly with all of your heart. This is not the tip of our hat to Him on Sunday morning. This is a life of longing and pursuing and seeking God. Amen. David knew what it was to seek the Lord. He said in one of his Psalms, when thou said, seek my face, I said unto thee, thy face will I seek, O God. If we just had spiritual hunger to be sparked within the hearts and lives of Christians everywhere, particularly here in America, when we seem to be so satisfied with just attending a church service for that designated little corner of time of our life invested, and then the rest of the week filling our life with the business of living. You know, Jesus warned about that in the New Testament. He said, beware lest your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting, drunkenness, and the cares of this life, that day overtake you as a thief. For as a snare it shall come upon all the inhabitants of the earth, like a trap. They won't see it coming until it's already happened. And He's talking about that day of the Lord that is hastening, that coming of the Lord that's at the doors. Amen. We as Christians need to be not caught up in the same a busyness of living. Not sinful living, but the sin of living without considering God except in times of extreme emergency. God wants a people to take the time, to set aside the time, to prioritize the time, to put His kingdom first, and to seek the King. Amen. Because if we will do that, we will find that we will have God's help and God's wisdom and God's direction to help us take care of all of our responsibilities. I think it was D.O. Moody, or no, maybe it was C.H. Spurgeon. One of them said, I am so busy. I have so much to do. I can't possibly get it done if I don't spend a couple of hours seeking God in prayer and communion and fellowship every single day. Hallelujah. Because when you come out of the presence of God, with God directing you and God assisting you, hallelujah, and God empowering you, and you come out with anticipation of good and grace and glory because of God's presence and direction. Friend of mine, there's nothing like that feeling and sense in all of the world to energize you, enliven you, cause you not only to be able to fulfill your responsibilities to your family, to your employer, but to serve your God. Hallelujah. And the way you need to serve Him, and that's all out for Jesus. Hallelujah. David loved the Lord with all his strength, and he acted on his longing. My soul followeth hard after thee. In the Song of Solomon, in this love story, and by the way, it is used, this love between a man and woman is used in the New Testament in Ephesians chapter 5. Paul is describing, amen, the love that a husband should have for her wife and the kind of love the wife should have for her husband. And he stops in the middle and says, behold, I show you a mystery. Howbeit, I speak of Christ and His church. Praise the Lord. The Song of Solomon 3, verse 1 through 4 says, by night on my bed I sought Him whom my soul loveth. I sought Him, but I found Him not. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets, and in the broad ways I will seek Him whom my soul loveth. I sought Him, but I found Him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, saw ye whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found Him whom my soul loveth. I held Him and would not let Him go until I had brought Him to my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. Praise God! I sought Him whom my soul loveth. And when I didn't find Him, I didn't stop seeking Him. I sought Him till I found Him. And I grabbed a hold of Him and I would not let Him go. Praise God. The reason revivals begin is because of spiritual hunger, and people seek the Lord until He comes and rains righteousness upon them. And when they do seek Him, and He manifests Himself to them, they will not let Him go. We continue to seek Him and pray and assemble ourselves together. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell people on Sunday morning in our church service, if you came to see me, you're in for a sore disappointment. But if you came here, as I came here, to seek God, to seek Him in worship, to seek Him in the way that we honor and reverence His Word, with the intent to apply and obey it to our to obedience in our life, ah, friend, we're going to find Him whom our soul loveth. And if the first love has died, it can be rekindled. The Bible said to remember from whence we are fallen. Remember how it was when we sought Him for the right reasons. Praise God, and do thy first works. Praise the Lord. You say, well, I don't feel that desire to read like I used to read. I don't feel that desire to pray like I used to pray. You know what's going to give you back the desire? Reading anyway, praying anyway. Amen? I have went on a fast before, and there's a point in the fast where you look at cookbooks at the magazine stand, and you're looking at this chicken, you're looking at those ribs, you're looking at that cake, and you just want to go eat something, crackers, anything. But there's a point in a fast where you actually begin to lose your appetite. And you know what will kindle it? Eating something light to begin with. But it rekindles the appetite. And the same way, amen, is our appetite for God. You've been out of church, you've lost the desire, just go back. Just sit there. Just get back in and under the influence of the Word of God, the Spirit of God, the worship of God. Open the Bible, read one chapter. Oh, when God speaks to you through His Word, it makes you want to read the next chapter. Hallelujah. Amen. Something sparks in your heart. Not only does faith come, but love is being renewed. Do your first works, and that love starts being renewed within you. And when that first love is rekindled and begins to burn brightly, when you love Him, you seek Him. And when you seek Him and you long for Him enough to seek Him with all of your heart, the Bible said you're going to find Him. And when you find Him, your soul is going to be satisfied. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when your soul is satisfied, you're filled up. Then when you witness for Him, the Bible said it's like an artesian well within, bubbling over, springing up to everlasting life. Out of your belly, out of mine, shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was buying my wife an omelet. I meet with pastors on the day that I make this broadcast for a weekly breakfast that we share together. And I pick my wife up an omelet on the way home, one that she particularly loves. And when I go into that place, they all know me by name. I only go in once a week to get something to go, but they greet me. And a lady that I've never met in my life don't know me. I don't know her, but she was always there having coffee with her husband. She passed me by this morning and said, "I just had to tell you I appreciate your smile. It's catching. It just because I'm so filled up. I just left praying with my brethren. I feel the presence of the Lord. I sense Him with me. Praise God. I don't know what the news headline is yet. I don't know what CNN is saying. I don't know all that's going on yet in the world. I haven't had time to listen to the news or read the paper, but I know what God is saying in His Word. I know what the Spirit is saying to the church, and I know that God is with me no matter what's going on anywhere else. I've not buried my head in the sand, but I have buried my heart in God's presence, God's Word. Praise God in prayer and in praise and in adoration. And my soul is so satisfied with my Sovereign and my Savior. I found Him whom my soul loveth, and I won't let Him go. Praise God. And that's how revival is sustained even after it begins. Praise God. I can't wait, amen, to see in America, in the churches of America, true revival and in Christian hearts. Today, friend, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, and you thought it was just a matter of going to church and going through rituals, I've got news for you. It is so much more than that. There is a person that will save you and promise to never leave you. There is a presence that can be enjoyed all along the way. Amen. and there is a love to be kindled between you and He that He will initiate in your heart. We love Him because He first loved us. Well, we love you, and we pray that you'll come back next week. And if you don't know Jesus right now, open your heart, would you? Invite Him in. Let Him love you first, and then love Him back. Ask Him to forgive your sins. Amen. And He will grant it abundantly. Repent and receive Him now. Come back next week and let's talk about Jesus. And give me one magnificent obsession. Give me one glorious ambition for my life. So no one's follow hard after you.
Declaration of your heart. Give me one pure and holy passion, and give me